A new initiative for young First Nations girls in the New England region of New South Wales will be rolling out over the next 5 years. Young Titters on Country will see First Nations girls in Armidale, Yooralla and Guyra supported culturally through years 4 to 9. Tune FM's Ash Taylor spoke to Cassie Strong, a consultant for agency Murrowin, which is leading the project.
Murrowin in the Dungari language means to be educated and be responsible with education. It is a family-led company and it's a national Indigenous consultants business based in Brisbane. Carol's connection to Armidale is that she was born and bred here as well and did most of her schooling here. So the connection for Murrowin to Armidale is through family.
So Young Titters on Country is about supporting primary school aged girls in the Armidale, Yooralla and Guyra region. How was the need for this sort of program identified?
The need for this program came about with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students finishing year 12 rate was at, in 2021, at 68% compared to non-Indigenous, which is 91%. And we want to be able to help our people to be able to, you know, get through school and complete it and be able to go out into the workforce or uni to, you know, to better themselves and which will come back to our community and be able to help other family members. Our co-founder, Carol Vale, growing up in the Armidale area, didn't have any of this stuff when she was young, and I was in the same boat when I went to school. It wasn't there. So she thought this would be a really good program for Armidale to be able to do so that, you know, these girls especially get support and from people who will be able to help them through this. So it's a personal task that she wanted to do to be able to, you know, give the support to the girls that she didn't get when she was at school.
How does, you know, bringing in those cultural connections help with a program like this?
The cultural connections will help with the program by having the girls find their cultural identity, and through this they'll be able to find, you know, like connections that they may not have known, and just getting to know more about what our elders and ancestors used to do, and, you know, how we're connected to the land, the water and, you know, the plants and all that kind of stuff. And I think it would be really good in that way, because as someone who going to school, we didn't have any of those kind of programs, so we missed out on a lot of that. And that's probably one thing that I'm really excited about, is to be able to help these girls learn this stuff, and also myself learning things that I may not have known about. So I'm really excited about the cultural impact this program will have on our girls and myself.
When I was growing up and going through school, there were a lot of programs for First Nations boys, and I never really saw any for First Nations girls. And so that's one of the things that stood out for me about this program, yeah, is the fact that it's directly aimed at young, yeah, Aboriginal girls in the area.
So the reason that Annie Carol wanted to do this program is because the same what you've just said. She didn't get that when she was young. There was no programs for girls. And like I said, for myself, we didn't have any of those. So she's really passionate about empowering girls. And that's another aspect of Murrowin's business, is empowering First Nation women and girls to, you know, move forward and be able to, you know, be confident and do things that they think that they can't do, but actually they can. Our aim is to make sure that these girls know about the support that we have in our community, as well as like nationwide for Aboriginal girls, that, you know, there are these things out there that they can do with guidance, support from people like myself and Birrali, who is another Murrowin staff member, but working on this project with me.
Tune FM's Ash Taylor there, speaking with Cassie Strong from Murrowin.